it's not such a positive story for our women vets reconnecting with their husbands.
That's right. We know that the divorce rate is huge, and the domestic violence rate is just tremendous. And also, child abuse is 3 to 4 times higher in deployed families, and it's usually the female at home that is the perpetrator because the stress level. So these are the wives that are home while their husbands are deployed. So, yes, when our warriors come home from their deployments, there's a major dissonance between the relationship, between the expectations and the assumptions that, you know, I'm going to come home, I'm going to take off my uniform, I'm going to get right back into the saddle, and we're going to be good to go. We're going to be back where we were before.
Speaking of getting back in the saddle, one of the things I really, really took note of was when you said about couples, married couples, when you come home, date. Don't expect to just tumble into bed together again and have everything be hunky-dory. You
know, they have to live in the present, right? Because they're really dealing and struggling with a lot of issues. And even the relationships that they formed when they were downrange are so intense and so tight. They're unlike any relationship that you and I will ever know in our lifetime. And so when they come home, their heart is still with their guys and their women that are still downrange, because they know when they're not there, so things are still going on, and they feel accountable to that. So part of them, their boots are pointed in the other direction. Even though they're here physically, they're spiritually not here with us. And so they do need time to transition. And so when I have couples coming back together, I really encourage them starting on the friendship level again, just starting to kind of find out what's comfortable. Maybe it's no longer comfortable to go out to dinner or to a movie. Well, get a movie at home and just start gently, knowing that that person really needs a lot of comfort. And so start the friendship level again. And I know that even intimacy, even physical and emotional intimacy, can be very, very intimidating and very frightening for the person who's coming home, as well as for the person waiting for them. So it takes time to reestablish. Where are we as a couple? Do we still have a relationship? Do you think we can still pull this together and deal with the issues in an appropriate way without hurting each other?
One thing I'm hearing from you that I heard in a different way from Alicia and Sue was they both said two things.